T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson stopping by for a cup of coffee and some conversation this morning. Good morning, Mr. Wilson.
Good morning. How are you doing, Tara?
Doing great. All right. So what do you you had the press conference yesterday. What did you make of the debate last night?
Oh, my goodness. You know, you can't buy this entertainment. People were wrecking the moderators last night, but I actually enjoyed having them let the candidates kind of go at each other, because you got to see these candidates kind of say the truth about everyone else up there on the stage while they lied about themselves. It was very fascinating. There were a couple things I was looking for last night, and I'm sure most people were. Number one, is South Carolina going to be Joe Biden's firewall? Will he be able to spark this debate and take South Carolina on Saturday and save his presidential campaign? Number two, does Bernie Sanders have the ability to appeal across the spectrum of Democratic Party politics to the more moderate wing? Number three, is Michael Bloomberg dead, or did he come back to life after last week's performance? Is Tom Steyer going to get his money's worth in South Carolina? Were just a couple of the questions I had, and I can tell you right now, I don't know that anything changed last night.
Yeah, that was my impression too. And Bernie still hasn't figured out how he's going to pay for that massive plan of his.
Well, he says he could explain it if they had several hours. I think he said, "How many hours do we have?" And if it takes you several hours, how you're going to pay for a plan? Just because you're using big numbers doesn't mean the math has to be hard. This is a guy who's talking about spending $52 trillion. That is more than several times the entire GDP of this country. Not just the what it costs to run the government, but what it costs to run the entire country, the economy. This is a person who's not grounded in reality. He's never met a communist or socialist regime that he could not defend or did not dislike or did not like. I mean, it's amazing. I absolutely was just dumbfounded by some of the things that he was saying last night.
Absolutely. I think a lot of us were, Alan Wilson. And again, you were the Attorney General of South Carolina. Any other observations?
Yeah, well, I thought it was interesting. Elizabeth Warren went after Mike Bloomberg, and I thought something that she said was pretty interesting. She went after him for alleged comments he made many years ago with an employee who was pregnant, where he said, "Why don't you just kill it?" And this is a woman who was very indignant and angry about that comment. But this is also the same woman, along with the entire Democratic Party leadership, who ran to Ralph Northam's defense last year when he said after a baby survives an abortion, they should resuscitate it, make it comfortable until the family decides what to do with it. You know, so this is a party that has embraced infanticide or late term abortion in the third trimester, but is indignant when someone allegedly says, "Why don't you just kill it? If it's just a cluster of cells, then you're not really killing anything. You're just terminating something." I thought that was very telling. I also like Joe Biden's math, where he claimed 150 million people died from 2007 till now from gun violence. That is, you know, one out of every two Americans. Of course, you could chalk that up to just misspeaking. But again, if it was one or two times that he misspoke, that would be one thing. But he misspeaks quite frequently, and so he just isn't as sharp as he used to be. So I thought that was very interesting. I think Mike Bloomberg had a gaffe when he mentioned buying a number of senators and House members, not buying but supporting. So I thought that was very interesting. I was actually down there, Tara, and you know, Tom Steyer is running as Captain Planet, right? The green guy who's going to save the environment. he had probably half a dozen diesel trucks with billboards strapped to them driving around in circles around Charleston yesterday when I was down there.
Figures. Figures.
Yeah. So I thought that was very fascinating that we're going to emit carbon emissions with diesel engines driving around just in circles, not really going anywhere, just to advertise for your campaign to bring in the Green New Deal.
Yeah, and I think what they mean, Alan Wilson, I think they mean that you and I will not be driving around under their plan, but they're still going to be driving around and flying around because they're important. They have to get to places.
Well, they have to fly on their jets to get from the blue areas from California over to New England and New York. So, I mean, you have to get to those two areas of the country somehow, right?
Right.
But it was just a very fascinating evening for me. You know, it really kind of shows a contrast and compare between the direction, two very different visions of this country. Socialism is now the new left, and left is now the new moderate in the Democratic Party. You know, we used to have relatively good debates with our Democratic friends about issues where you could find common ground, but maybe some disparate differences. But now they are so far. When you have Bernie Sanders defending Cuba because Fidel Castro had a good literacy program. You know, Adolf Hitler built the Autobahn and revitalized the German economy after World War One. Are we going to go ahead and compliment Hitler? Of course not. You know, totalitarian regimes, even a broken clock is right twice a day. And when you have a guy who can't even condemn the regime outright, he has to find common ground with it. This is very scary for me. And this is why I'm telling people, don't wish for Bernie Sanders to be the nominee, because people just assume that America is going to defeat him in November. But
yep.
I think this race with Trump is going to be a 48-52, 49-51 percent race in November. And I don't want someone who is borderline communist that close to the White House.
And the idea, too, Alan Wilson, and of course, you're the South Carolina Attorney General, and thanks for joining us this morning. The idea, too, that, I mean, a whole generation of kids and teens are going to see Bernie Sanders as the standard for the left. Like, this is what the left thinks. And that's going to be solidified in this election. This is going to be a massive platform for his views. And quite frankly, I don't think the others' views are that far off of Sanders. I think they're just marketed differently. I think Sanders is just honest. I think everybody else is.
I agree with you. I mean, that's one thing you can say about Bernie Sanders. He is honest and he is consistent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he doesn't waffle. He doesn't backpedal. He owns who he is. And I appreciate that. And I can respect that about him. But what's interesting is Bernie Sanders, like Donald Trump, is a very big personality. He does have a movement within his party. And the problem with this movement is I say that the Democratic Party is like a sweater, and he has put on the sweater and he has stretched it because of his radical socialist views. And now the sweater has been stretched. And so now every other candidate, when they put on that sweater, they have to fill it the way Bernie Sanders did. And so they fill it with the same rhetoric and the same belief systems. You know, the nationalization of major industries and the giving the free giveaway of everything. And now they're all every basically mainstream candidate is drifting toward where Bernie Sanders is. And if you look at Bernie Sanders' website, you got, you know, free jobs for all, free health care for all, free child care for all, free pre-K for all, free housing for all, free everything, free college for all. It's free, free, free. But the problem is, you're going to run out of other people's money at some point with that. And you're talking about spending $52 trillion for programs that he can't even explain how he does the math. And people believe this. And Tara, one thing that I saw that I heard last night, Elizabeth Warren said progressivism is popular in America. And she's right. What makes progressivism popular is that it's people giving away free stuff. What's unpopular about that? And so that's why it's very dangerous that Americans, once they realize they can vote for themselves things out of the public treasury for free, then that's a popular thing to believe in when they don't have to be accountable for it. And that is why this is a very dangerous election. And that's why we have got to not take it for granted and expect that the crazy that is on the far left is going to somehow implode. We have got to work to get Donald Trump, a third of the U.S. Senate and all of Congress elected.
Absolutely. I'd say it's the battle of our lifetimes that I've often warned Alan Wilson. They have many more elections to pull this off. We've got one left to stop it.
Amen. Amen.
Yep. Thank you so much. Alan Wilson is, of course, the Attorney General of South Carolina. Thank you so much for stopping by this morning.
Thanks, Tara. I look forward to being on your show again soon. You take care.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to the new America. Yeah, America, once the home of the free, the land of the brave. I chucked that. Now this is the land of liberal privilege. Just for designated liberal privilege grievance groups. Love watching California. And it scares me at the same time because it's a real preview of where the left intends to take the country. Did you see this one? A California bill currently working its way through the legislature would require gender-neutral sections in department stores. So large retailers, this is from Politico, large retailers that sell toys, clothes, other children's items in California would have to devote floor space to merchandise marketed to both boys and girls under a new bill. In other words, it's neutral. It's not like you look at it. And it's not male, it's not female, it's just, you know, it's very neutral. Stores would still, well, for now, be able to sell the same products they do now as long as they maintain some areas where shoppers can find toys or clothes or, you know, whatever products that are gender neutral, that have no gender-based marketing. The bill was filed by Assemblyman Evan Lowe, chair of the Legislative LGBT Caucus. He says he wants to make the shopping experience more inclusive for children. He said the idea came from one of his young staffers who said her young daughter, whose young daughter had asked why certain items she wanted were in the area designated for boys. This is an issue of children being able to express themselves without bias. I'm sorry, I'm going to do it. Hold on. These are the same people who shrink from the MAGA hat, heck, any red hat, in terror, like vampires from the light. Why does one group of Americans that make up less than 1% of America get to have their own section? I want a MAGA hat section. I'd like to see ammo and camo in it. A couple of guns. I'd like to see that. Because I want it now. Because it's about me and how I feel. And if I walk in and I don't see that stuff, I get triggered. So it has to be my way. And I don't care what it costs a stupid person who owns the store. And I don't care if there's any demand for it. Seriously. I mean, list the stuff that you'd like to see a whole section in every store for your convenience. You know, so you're not offended. Why does it, and you know what? It's their liberal grievance groups. They're like royalty in America. Laws don't apply to them. Not like they do to us. And now this. All right. Dave in Union. Good morning, sir. What's on your mind?
Tara, I want to ask you whether you've spoken about Bernie's plan in regard to the new Green Deal that by the year 2035 in his paper, he said, electricity is going to be practically free.
Yeah.
I don't know if you knew that.
Now, we'll be cooking over fires, Dave. The firewood, if you can find it, is free.
That's right. It did make sense. It's illogical. But you have a group of people who think that's absolutely correct. That's the scary part.
Right.
I couldn't believe it. And then his other thing. And I'm
going to have to put you on hold there, Dave. Maybe you and Chris can resolve. You're breaking up, and I hate that. Yeah, so with Bernie Sanders, you always have to read the fine print. I mean, here we are. How many debates has Bernie been through? Right? You think he's going to anticipate, they're going to hit me again on the cost of my plan and how I'll pay for it. You think he'd finally have an answer, but no. If you've got Democrat privilege, you got liberal privilege, this is what suffices. Elect me, and if my supporters don't have you executed on the beach, I will tell you then.
You've said Medicare for all will
over
cost
a 10-year
$30
period.
Trillion. Dollars. Can you do the math for the rest of us?
How many hours do you have?
Math does not add up. And
not
that
true.
Is three times the American economy.
And it doesn't take 2 hours to do the math. Because let's talk about
let's
what
talk
it adds
about
up.
Math.
Let's talk about
let's
math
talk
indeed.
About math.
Okay,
if
so here's the math.
Nothing.
It adds up to 4 more years of Donald Trump.
Yeah. That wasn't the only math they did last night, though. Joe Biden, did you hear this on guns?
That has caused carnage on our streets. 150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability. More than all the wars, including Vietnam, from that point on. Carnage on our street. And I want to tell you, if I'm elected and I'm coming for you and gun manufacturers, I'm going to take you on. And I'm
oh, my gosh. Whew. Okay, so you do not have liberal privilege, so you're not getting a section of whatever you want, whatever store you shop in for your own convenience. Sorry. But if you did, what would your section look like? True story, folks. You're just tuning in. A bill has been filed in the California legislature to mandate a gender-neutral section of gender-neutral products in every store in California. Text to Ray Say, Tara, I want a section with blacksmithing equipment and forged knives. Good luck with that. Maybe, you know, maybe it's a new case. Does blacksmithing equipment come in gender neutral? Forged general neutral knives? I don't know. Maybe you can work it out that way. Texter likes writes, I would like a petite section in all stores. Texture writes, there are plenty of gender-neutral toys already. All toys would need to do is rearrange their merchandise a little. No, you're falling for it. Look, if retailers want to have gender-neutral sections and that sells, awesome, go ahead and do it with my blessing. But I mean, if you're going to mandate that everybody get their own section, except the only people getting sections are the ones who have liberal privilege, that's a problem. Another text right there. Do you have to elect the candidate to find out what he stands for? Yes, on the Democrat side, definitely. Yes. And finally, texter writes, like I've always thought, liberals are certified insane. Oh, wait. So you want a section with guns, ammo, bourbon, and cigars. I see. Yeah, so last night, at one point, the Democrat debate broke down to the point where the Democrats were debating on the air whether you defend authoritarian dictatorships or not, if they do some good things. Yeah. Okay. Joining me now is Stacey Shea. She is one of the folks, one of the upstate political operatives, behind the Operation Chaos, I guess, here in South Carolina, to get you to, if you're a Republican, to vote in the Democrat primary, because the Republicans aren't having a presidential primary, so you got nothing to do with your, you know, with your time. Go vote in the Democrat primary. Good morning, Stacey.
Hey, Tara. Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I'm actually with a Trump 229
okay.
group, which I guess we're doing something similar to Operation Chaos. It's just two different groups.
Okay. And now, you know, coming into this, that I'm very, very skeptical and quite frankly, a little afraid of this. Yeah, vote for Bernie thing. But I said, come on and convince me, because there's been a lot of debate about this on the text line about, you know, what should we vote in the Democrat primary? And then if we do, who should we vote for? So make the pitch. Why should we vote in the Democrat primary?
Our goal in this is to move South Carolina primaries to close. And that's our sole focus here. We're not trying to create chaos in what's going on with the Democrats. I mean, they have that well at underhand themselves, as anybody who was watching those debates could see. We're trying to get Democrats to come on board with us to close the primaries. And in all the years that this project has been, something important to Republicans, I've been in South Carolina for 7 years now, but I know Republicans who've been working on this for decades who say to me, we've never seen this kind of movement in the state house. As a matter of fact, today there are two bills that are going to be in subcommittee to close the primaries. One of them is S-389, which is Senator Rex Rice's bill to close the primaries. And the other bill is the ridiculous bill that Marlon Kempson, the Democrat senator from Charleston, is trying to pass, which is never going to see the light of day. What he's looking to do is keep us from doing this. But in 2024, he will open the presidential preference primaries again so that they can interfere in ours. And I, you know, please know, I understand that people don't feel easy about casting a vote for any Democrat, much less Bernie Sanders. But if you look at them, they're all pretty much dyed-in-the-wool socialists. And I think I heard you with our mutual friend Alan Wilson just sort of discussing that. And people saying, you know, we can't discount, what is it going to be like if we have a socialist running for president or, you know, God forbid, becoming president? And I've also heard the other side of that argument from somebody a lot of us in the conservative movement really respect, Rush Limbaugh, saying, let's bring this fight on now. I don't want it to fester for five more years. We want to fight this ideology right now on our terms with a president like Trump instead of somebody who is going to follow Trump. Because you know, and I know, and all of your listeners know, Trump has done something really different that we've not seen in the Republican Party in our lifetime. He does what he says he's going to do. He's bold, and he keeps his promises. I don't know who else is going to have that. And I think if we're going to have the fight with socialism, that a candidate or an incumbent, a president, a leader like Trump is a much better candidate to have that head-to-head fight with than somebody who would be, you know, more moderate, or who anybody is going to be more moderate than Trump and his outspoken love of country.
Let me ask you, Case, and we've heard all sides of that on the show from folks, and I absolutely hear what you're saying, and I don't necessarily disagree with it. That, you know, why do we want to run against somebody who's going to pretend to be a moderate when we know they're a socialist? Let's take the chance to run against the guy, Bernie Sanders, who's open about it and really have that fight. I totally see that. Here's my question for you, though. We know this, that if you, I mean, you look at a polling today on you know, Real Clear Politics, like North Carolina, for example, Biden 20%, Bernie 20%, and Bloomberg 20%. So if we vote for Bernie to, you know, this weekend, right, and he shuts Biden down, Biden's out, that vaults Bloomberg almost immediately to the lead, and Bernie gets crushed. So I'm kind of almost just wondering about the strategy here, because I know a lot of this was hatched back when Biden was quite strong, which wasn't that long ago, and you know, you folks wanted to take him out with Bernie. Well, Biden's limping along, and if you do the math with you know, if you look at the national polls, you do the math on Bloomberg and Biden, their combined is somewhere between 30% and 35%. That crushes Bernie. So I'm just afraid of waking up on Sunday to find out that Bernie has won the primary here in South Carolina and Biden has dropped out. Well, guess what? Now Bloomberg's in the front of the train, and Bloomberg scares me more than anyone, Stacey. So I'm almost wondering, to help Bernie Sanders, does it make sense in this one state to vote for Biden to keep him alive, continue dividing the vote, cost Bloomberg the money, cost the donors the money, and do that? I mean, does that help Bernie Sanders? Because I'm just afraid that voting for Bernie in this election, this South Carolina primary, is actually not the best way to help Bernie. Could you address that?
We're not looking to help Bernie. What we're looking to do is to take the Biden win away from South Carolina Democrats who want to make him the candidate who wins. Mm-hmm. Our strategy is at the state level here. And when it comes to the national level, and I please know that I hear what people are saying. And like you, I've heard all sides of this argument, and I try to give a lot of space to people who share your concerns. But when you, again, from Real Clear Politics, you look at the math, Bernie Sanders has 35 delegates. Mm-hmm. And if he wins South Carolina, like it looks like, I mean, maybe he would win without our help if the trend is going. And, you know, we have these sort of wild card voters here between the youth everywhere across the country. And we have a lot of liberal transients who are moving into South Carolina. So who knows how much of the vote those two things are going to factor in for. But if he wins this state, we are a proportional state. So we're talking 20, 25 delegates he may get here. Pete's going to get some. Biden's going to get some. Amy's going to get some. And so I don't feel like what we're doing is going to have a massive impact on the national stage. And I know people have said to me, but it's the momentum. You're going to give him momentum going into this thing. And to your point with Bloomberg, I've also had people who are frustrated or fearful about what we're doing say to me, but Trump wants to go against Bloomberg. He doesn't want to go against Bernie. Why don't you help Bloomberg? And there's no good candidate. And I also are among the Democrats, and I also understand what you're saying. I just don't think that South Carolina's number of delegates is going to be that meaningful.
At the same time, though, Democrats ran an operation-style chaos. I'm not saying that's what you're doing, but an operation-style chaos thing in 2016 on a small scale, but they did do it. And the guy they went with the guy that they thought was the biggest buffoon here in South Carolina, Donald J. Trump. That turned out disastrously for them. Because that South Carolina win was really what gave Trump the wind under his sails. It was a big mistake, and we'll never know if the Democrats pushed him over or what. We won't know that. But I mean, I don't know. I guess I have a fear, Stacey, of just doing something by meddling that we don't end up liking. But I absolutely see your point about the closed primaries, and I see a lot of your points. I really do. It's a tough issue.
If I could address the issue, too, with, you know, what if we are helping Bernie? And I think that if you want to compare, you know, what if, you know, and I know a lot of Democrats voted for Trump in the primary for the reasons that you say, and we don't know what the effect was. But what I can tell you is this: the down ballot Democrats do not want Bernie. And every, the Democrats, as you know, and I know, and any mm-hmm. party is going to try to control the outcome of what's going on. And I'm sure you saw the article where two Florida Democratic lawmakers are suing Bernie to keep him off the ballot because he's an independent. So I think the conditions are different. I think that there's validity in the concern, but I don't tend to operate out of fear so much as going on offense and trying to calculate the risks that I'm willing to take.
All right, Stacey Shea, I appreciate you, sitting in the hot seat and doing the tough task of trying to convince me. I honestly, the problem here is there's so many good arguments. I hear what you're saying, and I actually think you're making some good arguments. And the problem is that we won't know until we get the answers to the test.
Even if Bernie wins, we won't know if it's our effort or all of the people coming in. But it's very interesting, and I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you about it this morning. I know it's something very important to you, and I appreciate the time.
Awesome. Stacey Shea, really appreciate you joining us this morning on 106.3 WORD. Okay, got to get this in each hour. Bear with me if you've already heard it today. This coronavirus thing, you could call it Corona Croc because it's a croc. That's what it is. Let me tell you what's going on right now. The media is out there. They're hysterical. And they're reporting that this is going to be severe. They have found a lone nut in the CDC, who decided to unilaterally conduct their own press conference. It's mid-level manager. And the only thing you need to know about that lone nut, Dr. Nancy Messonnier, is that she's Rod Rosenstein's sister. And Rod's not doing so well. If Trump's reelected, Rod's really maybe not going to be doing so well, since he signed those FISA applications. You know the warrant under penalty of perjury. Yeah, 17 instances of perjury so far, each one a felony. Rod was the number two at the DOJ. So it's not good for Rod or for his sister, Dr. Messier, if Trump gets reelected. So she unilaterally held her own press conference yesterday. She did a phone call in for journalists, a competing dueling press conference with the one her boss was having. This is in freaking insane. Her boss is a guy who would know more about coronavirus. He's the head of the Health and Human Services Agency, and he's also head of the Corona Task Force. You care to guess which press conference the media ignored and which one they decided to cover? Yeah, they covered the hysterical one. Rod Rosenstein's sister, who's obviously trying to keep him out of prison. She works for the CDC. She's a mid-level manager at the CDC. She's not the boss. She's not who you cover. She's not who you carry. And they ignored the other one. She said, American public should prepare for the worst. Corona could be severe. Schools should divide students into smaller groups or close. Mass events should be shut down. If you're planning on surgeries, cancel it. Oh, come on. We've had two cases of person-to-person transmission in this country. 53 cases total. 40 of them came off the dang cruise ship. But, I mean, it's getting worse, right? That's the reason for the hysteria. No. We were up to 14 cases 2 weeks ago. We're still at 14 cases. Well, why the hysterical sudden press conference yesterday? Because we were on the verge of hitting 30,000 in the stock market. And on Tuesday, they saw they could knock 1,000 points off with their corona coverage. So on Wednesday, they doubled down. It's all a big lie. We're going to have more on this in the next hour. Great illustration of how the media manipulates you with fake news.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.